So one of the many questions we ask each other is, what is your spiritual journey? And periodically, we invite someone forward to share a little bit about themselves with us. So Adria Evans is here this morning to share a little bit about her journey.
Cindy Berry, am I speaking loud enough? All right. Okay, good. Hi, everyone. So we're entering the season of Passover. And during the Seder, the youngest child gets to ask the four questions. So I have to start this way. And I'm doing this mostly, I want you to hear this. Manishtana halala hazeh, mikol halelot, shebachol halelot anu ochlin, hametu matzah, halala hazeh, shite pa'amim, and it goes on and on. So that's part of what I want to talk about today and alert you to is the sound current. When I was asked, thank you, Susan Strakosch, to do this, I am so honored to do this. But in fact, trying to prepare this talk became a spiritual journey. And I welcome you, and I think the Covenant groups coming up are fabulous, to sit down and write what your understanding of spiritual is. It was very rich for me to do that, and I think a small group format is something I would like to do. And then I thought about, well, okay, that is spiritual, what do I mean by a journey? And I am reading this to you not for like you're going to know what I'm talking about, but so that you get a sense of my path and that some of you also have shared these things. So I would say that my journey, which includes my root tradition being a Jew and very much being a Jewish person, so it includes being a Jew, years of Buddhist practice, Kundalini yoga, feminism and celebrating the goddess and the natural world, religion courses in college and learning Vedic chanting at Kirpalo, shamanic journeying, energetic healing, Qigong, acupuncture, chanting in three languages, the sound current, and all sorts of New Age adventures. Anyhow, these experiences, and this is what's most important, is that these experiences fold in. It's not a journey that's like this. It's like everything I've done, and I'm sure this is true for many of you, right? Your journey feeds you and you reflect. So in the few minutes I have, I want to talk about a few sort of things about being Jewish for me, examples of how this works. So if I were to say, okay, what did I glean from being Jewish? The first thought occurs to me is the word glean. So what is glean? Right, glean is gathering the harvest, right? Traditionally, those people who would follow the harvesters who didn't have the money or the land, and they would gather the droppings. And so immediately that pulled me into the Old Testament. I started reading Bible stories at age 5. I have a Bible, it's my picture book, that's my one childhood book. And so the story of gleaning is about how Ruth and Naomi, Naomi's the mother-in-law, Ruth is the daughter, and they were in a foreign land. Ruth herself was not a, I don't know, Hebrew or Jew, whatever the word was then, by birth. And I guess the husbands were all had died. So they come back to the land of Canaan, and Ruth goes with Naomi. Wherever you go, I will go. And there's a great sharing. So of course they're poor. So Ruth goes around and gleans in the field of someone, Boaz, who turns out to be Naomi's kinsman. And of course, she's beautiful. You know, the sexism is right there, beautiful and simple. And so they get married. But interestingly, Boaz and Ruth, they have a son, Obed, who then becomes the father of Jesse, who becomes King David's father. So you have the Davidic lineage, and you have Jesus. So this whole way of like taking a word and having a story and having it interwoven in dimensions like that is part of what I got from Judaism. A second thing that I got was, my time is running out. The second thing that I got was the sense of like the sacredness of everyday life. So Passover is coming. I grew up in a household of five sets of dishes and silverware. And milk and meat, and then milk and meat dishes for Passover too. So part of what was so wonderful about the specialness, it's this time of year, it's my birthday time of year, getting into the sunlight, dandelions, daffodils, was eating breakfast with my mother on these white dishes with little green vines around them. So very spacious plates, eating the clean matzah. Matzah and butter with salt. And then having my mother squeeze fresh orange juice rather than the frozen kind that she used to buy in the 50s. And so a sense of sacredness. The third aspect, which I don't have time for, is really the music and the chanting. And there was folk music and Hebraic chanting, cantorial music. But you'll have to go with the four-question chant as my one example of that. Thank you. I welcome any conversation.